Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Now, tonight's conversation is a rather special one as we are reflecting on customer experience and what that really means for individuals like you and I, especially when it comes to one of the most important resources we've come to live with, that is digital inclusion. But what does that mean and what does it look like specifically when it comes to a company like MTN, one that has really been a key player in providing digital services to many of us as South Africans? But what moves are they making to make sure that their number one customer commitment is really something that we get to experience? To tell us more, we are joined in studio for this conversation by the General Manager of Branded Retail and Business Experience Hubs for MTN South Africa, Mengiana Rangu. Such a pleasure to have you with us, ma'am.
Thank you. Good evening, Gugu, and good evening to your listeners.
I'm excited to see you and to speak to you tonight. And funny enough, I keep thinking of the various taglines we've heard from MTN, whether it's Yellow Summer or Everywhere You Go. But the truth is, for many of us, when it comes to data connectivity, our cell phones, we always just want to ensure that our customer experience is something that's prioritized and that it's seamless. I am aware that today is day one of International Customer Service Week, but help us contextualize from an MTN South Africa perspective. What does that mean and how do you implement it?
Thank you, Gugu. So for us at MTN South Africa, Customer Service Week, it's not just a celebration. It's global, but it's very personal. It's very personal for us because it's just a time where we get to pause, reflect on how far we've come as a brand and how far we still want to go.
And maybe let's talk about that, right? Because MTN's really been a brand that's been in the country for quite some time. I'm sidestepping here, yes. But just to provide you with an opportunity to really give us more depth around what, more than 30 years of experiencing MTN in South Africa. There's been some phenomenal gains that we've made since then.
Yes, I mean, we are really proud as MTN Group and MTN South Africa. I mean, it's been 30 years. I mean, coming into the country in 1994, we are a true democracy brand, and we are actually a true African brand. I mean, if you think about the stature of MTN South Africa, coming from South Africa and going into the rest of Africa, I mean, today we are the number one African, you know, operator. Mm. So we're really proud, and we just want to thank the South Africans. I mean, they've been there supporting us. We are where we are today because of the support we've received from our customers.
Yeah, far-reaching coverage. And maybe if we link that back to the customer experience, as you say, more than two decades of prioritizing customer experience as a key strategy and campaign. But how has it evolved? Help us understand what some of the nuances are that we can reflect on over the last two decades.
Sure, we've actually evolved extensively as a brand. If you think about back in the days when you first got your mobile, it was just about being able to make a call, sending that SMS,
yeah,
and that's it. When you had issues, you would actually call the call center, yes, or go into what we used to call service centers. So now customers are actually even demanding way more. We are operating in a digital environment where customers now, they want to decide where to actually get their services, be it self-service, or they want to get it online, or they want to go into the store. So we've really evolved to a space where we are putting digital first, we are putting our customers first, because customers are actually even getting more sophisticated. They want speed, they, yeah, want simplification, they actually looking for personalization as well. So it is quite different to many years ago.
Yeah, I'm glad you touched on the customer experience centers, because I understand that that's shifted slightly, but not entirely, because from a retail point of view, if anyone does have to go into your stores, there is still a sense of participating in the experience hub. Tell us more, yes, about that and what that actually looks like.
Look, I mean, as MTN South Africa, we actually have a mantra which is centered around three promises. Mm-hmm. The three promises we have is we listen, we care, and we make moves. This is around, you know, when you walk into our experience centers, one that we have actually is not far from here, is in Morningside, which we launched late last year,
okay,
which is around, you know, making sure that customers can walk in and experience the digital world. You know, when you walk into that store, there is, you get to experience some of the gaming devices that are out there. You get to experience IoT. So, and the agents that we have in that stores are truly understanding the digital world, and they are there to service all our customers.
Give us an example. I'm excited. What does it look like and feel like in terms of, you know, experiencing the gaming, the Internet of Things? in my mind, whenever I think of that, I always think of like, hey Siri, close my curtains. But
actually we have an example like that.
Really?
You must go to the Morningside store, I promise you. I think what I really like, because I'm a mom, when you go there, you'll experience security system where you can actually open your security gate from your cell phone. From your device, you just press and then your security opens what you're talking about, where you can close your curtains, where you can use vacuum cleaners just rotating around, where you can get onto digital bicycles, where you get on it, you sit in there, but it feels like you're actually on the road. So there's actually quite a lot.
That is so interesting, especially for right across the experiences we have, right? Whether it's health and fitness, your home and security, but of course also making sure that you can access all the tools that you really like. I'm really keen as well if we do take a look at the biometric facial authentication, because I understand that that's a bold move that you participated in. We're used to it when it comes to our cell phone devices, but how has this impacted security as well as to minimize any key data breaches that we know have grown in terms of prevalence these days?
So as MTN South Africa, we recognize that in South Africa, there's quite a lot of identity theft. Mm. So it was quite imperative for us to protect our customers. So we actually the only network operator in the country that is using facial biometrics. Oh, so wow. When you go to our stores, we want to make sure that you are who you say you are. So for us to make sure of that, we have implemented facial biometrics where you go in and then we use that to authenticate you, which is connected to the Home Affairs. But what is great about it is that we have technologies that allow us to even connect to the Home Affairs if it's offline.
Oh, I see.
So we are able to do that. And we're really excited because it's all about making sure that we protect our customers and our customers can actually get to trust our brand even more.
Mm. I'm assuming that actually applies right across the spectrum, just to heighten security, make sure that we get the right authorizations and details across. This speaks to innovative solutions that MTN has implemented, and we are seeing this growing right across the industry. But how do we make sure it reaches so many more South Africans? Because someone might say, Morningside, yeah, you know, we are part of the upper echelon and based in Johannesburg, so we've got access to these services. But for Rakhadi and Rakharangua, MJZ or anywhere else across the country, how do they get access to some of these facilities?
So what we pride ourselves with at MTN South Africa is that we have stores across the entire of South Africa. I mean, if you go to Soshanguve, Lusikisiki, all those areas, Lebowahomo, we have stores in those areas to make sure that we are actually reaching all the different customer profiles from low income all the way to high income. What we have also done, because we realized that we're moving into the era of 5G.
Yes.
You know, which, I mean, at MTN South Africa, we're proud that we are giving our customers 5G services. But what we realized was that we actually have a number of customers who are still using 2G and 3G devices. Mm. And you can imagine that if you're using a 2G device, you are not able to learn online. You are not able to speak to, you know, your kids if they're in Gauteng or if they're in Western Cape or if they're in KZN. Mm. You need to do WhatsApp calls. So what we have done is we have introduced a program called Smartphone for All. So okay. We're basically democratizing smartphones. Everyone must have a smartphone. So for only 99 rands, you can go to any MTN store. And then we have a list of customers. Obviously, it's not for everyone, because even people who have 5G devices will be going to the stores. We know who are the customers who are on 2G and 3G devices.
So it's according to your affordability.
According to what you use. Because remember, we are able to see the type of device that you use. So we have a list of customers whom we've already sent SMSs to. So those customers, they go to the stores and get a smartphone for only 99 rands. And the reason we're doing this is we just want to make sure that we're closing the digital divide.
Yes.
We want to make sure that every single customer, you know, what we say at MTN is that everyone deserves the benefits of a modern connected life. 100%. So that's what we are doing to the South Africans.
Yeah, I was waiting for my SMS, but oh well. I get why. Mengena, this has really been an opportunity for MTN to, you know, profile its work, showcase how it is bridging the digital divide in South Africa, not only through the heavy investment that you've made when it comes to the capital infrastructure and the networks, but also in making making sure that the final end device that we use as South Africans also does give us an opportunity to connect to the world, essentially through technology. As a final message to MTN customers, officially as this particular customer service week does kick off, what's your parting shot to them?
So what we want to appreciate is the feedback that we get from our customers. We are not perfect. We learn from this feedback, either on social media, whether you contact us via our call centers. We are here to listen. So what we say to our customers is that we listen, we care, and we make moves. We are here for you, and we really appreciate you putting the trust in us.
Awesome. Such a pleasure speaking to you, and we're looking forward to seeing how week does go. But beyond that, also sustaining this into the long term to continue to see MTN growing as a brand in South Africa that's well known and respected. And that experience store, I am coming.
You must come. You must definitely go. You're missing out, hey, if you haven't been sure.
Am I?
Yes.
Myself and the listeners.
Yes.
So that's where we leave it for today. A big thank you to my guest tonight, Menya Narangu, General Manager for Branded Retail and Business Experience Hubs at MTN South Africa.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.